This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
On April 17th of this year, we aired a message on the local radio and then on Sirius XM that was from the Joshua Sermon Series from a number of years ago. On that particular day, I quoted a man by the name of Mario Manis. I don't even know who he is. But that one quote produced more response from people from all over the country. I'm talking all over the country. People wrote emails and said, where do I get that quote? I want to have a copy of that quote. I found it in several different places. I found it in a book recent, just this week, by James Dobson. He quotes it. I don't know who originally wrote this powerful thought, but it relates totally to Ecclesiastes. Here it goes. The good life, the one that truly satisfies, exists only when we stop wanting a better one. Interesting. The good life only exists when we stop wanting a better one. It's the condition of savoring what is rather than longing for what might be. The itch for things, the lust for more, so brilliantly injected by those who peddle them, is a virus draining the soul of contentment. Have you ever noticed that? A man never earns enough money. A woman is never beautiful enough. The clothes are never fashionable enough. The cars are never nice enough. The gadgets are never modern enough. The houses are never furnished enough. The food is never fancy enough. Relationships are never romantic enough. Life is never enough, period. Life is never enough, period. Satisfaction comes when we step off the escalator and say, this is enough. What I have will do. What I make of it is up to me and my vital union with the living Lord. That, in the essence, is the message that Solomon announced in Ecclesiastes. I really believe that. That summarizes in a nutshell that if you're going to enjoy anything you have, it's a gift from God. God gives you the ability to enjoy what you have. You know what most people think? I just need to get more, then I'll enjoy it. A little more money, a little bigger house, a little more furnishing, a little more this, a little fancier that, another car, another boat, whatever the case may be, and we never arrive. We never arrive because it never dawns on us till we read Ecclesiastes that even the ability to enjoy something is a gift from God. Whatever my dad's funeral has done to me, I is yet to be seen. It did have a profound impact on me. It's powerful when you see your brother and your sisters get up and speak eloquently about their dad. That really touched me. I heard one of my sisters speak. I've never heard her speak before. I've heard her sing, I've heard her act in plays, but I never heard her speak, and I was deeply moved by what my sister said about our dad. Death does have a way of speaking to us in a powerful way, and all I want to share with you today is this. There's a time for everything under heaven. There's a cycle of life. There's a start date and there's an end date, and what matters is not how much you put into those 70, 80, 90 years. It's not how many places you go, how many things you accumulate, how many things you buy, how many toys you have. The latest and greatest. What matters is a relationship with the God who made you through the Son, Jesus Christ. It really is. That's all that matters now, and it's all that matters in eternity for this reason. Jesus would say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If that's true, I better get on board with that, and so should you. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for speaking to us through Ecclesiastes today. What a powerful message from Solomon.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.